Hi there. The word for today is, know your calling. In Exodus 4 verse 2, God asked Moses, what is that in your hand? When God called Moses, one of the first questions he asked him is this, what is that in your hand? Now Moses was holding his shepherd's staff, the one he used every day to lead and protect his sheep. But God had a different plan for it, a greater one. He was going to use it to part the Red Sea and lead Israel into the Promised Land. So when God asks you, what is that in your hand? He wants you to think about your talents, your experiences, your relationships, your education, your resources, your mind, and your temperament. Dr. Martin Seligman talks about our, quote, signature strengths. And he says they fall into six categories. Here they are. First, wisdom and knowledge. These include things like curiosity, love of learning, sound judgment, and social intelligence. The second signature strength he calls courage. This includes perseverance and integrity. The third is humanity. That's the capacity for kindness and the ability to express mercy. The fourth is justice. That's the ability to bring about fairness and leadership. The fifth is temperance. These are qualities like self-control, prudence, and humility. And the sixth he calls transcendence. That's an appreciation for beauty, the expression of gratitude, the ability to hope, and the capacity for joy. Now, we all have the capacity for each of these strengths, but the ones that resonate most deeply within you are your signature strengths. Once you identify these, you begin to understand your calling. But be careful. Satan, your enemy, wants to convince you that God can't use someone like you because of your weaknesses, when in fact, the opposite is true. Think about it. Who can speak to those who are grieving better than those who have suffered loss? Chuck Colson was the chief White House lawyer until Watergate. But only when he became a convict was he equipped to begin his ministry, which today is known as prison fellowship. So the word for you today is, know your calling.